Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and the return of Jack. That's right, he's back and no longer named Bohannon.
Well, for now.
It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
I'm on hiatus.
On hiatus.
Hiatus.
Let's call you Hiatus.
Hiatus. I just saw Colleen put on Facebook, our Facebook page, that the San Diego Comic-Con is going to be in San Diego another 4 years.
There you go.
So a little longer than the Chargers will be. I don't think the I think they're gone.
Yeah, they're not long for this world.
There's no way they're getting a stadium now.
You think so?
Yeah, they might even take that stadium away. The stadium they have there, just take it away.
I don't blame them with the way they're playing.
They're really not using it, are they?
No.
But it is what it is. What are you going to do? But anyway, that's the...
Neither here nor there.
So are you happy it stays in San Diego? Is it kind of a pain in the neck to be
in
San Diego?
No, I like that it's in San Diego. It's part of tradition and something that's very special to Colleen and I. It's where we started dating and met. Or not met, but started our relationship proper. And it's a special place.
Okay.
Special time. It's we're with our people. It is the nerd mecca.
It is the nerd mecca.
So, yeah. I'm glad it's staying in San Diego for now.
It's okay to be a nerd.
It is.
It's okay. You can...
I'm with my people.
Yes.
So I'm glad.
Peeps. Yeah, that's all right. I'm cool with it.
I mean, I know you have your issues with it, and I understand that.
No, it's not issues. It's just I'd rather just go out there. If I'm going out there, I'd just rather see family.
Uh-huh.
But it's like trying to mix the two worlds. Trying to let, you know,
mixing the world of the nerds.
Nerd world and the normal world. I'm like, it's pulling me this way, that way. I feel like taffy. I feel like warm taffy.
Oh, a jerk?
Yes. Oh, don't even get me started. I was telling you a story earlier because remodeling all the rooms.
Yeah,
still waiting for you to get that.
Well, I came home and I came here today to record, and you're sitting on the couch wearing an old Jane Jack T-shirt.
It's one that never came out.
Yeah, unreleased.
Yeah,
And then you have some red gym trunks, and then you're wearing high socks with boots.
Well, this is. We went out today, and I had, because I voted today.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And this is what ticks me off.
What ticks you off?
I know the whole ID thing. For me, it's just easier to show my ID because of the last name.
Sure.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
I get the whole, I don't even get the whole argument. I'm not even getting to that whole part where
the politics of ID.
For me, it's just easier. So I go up to the lady,
mm-hmm.
and there's no wait. We had to go downtown for something.
Yeah.
Turns out, because we get down there, and, you don't have to be here. Well, thanks for wasting my day. I had to take time off from work and hold the thing, and which is not a bad thing. But I go down there, and they go, "Oh, you don't have to be here." I go, "Are you sure?" We find out, and the lady looks at the, "Yes, I'm sure." But it's one of those things where I go, "I don't want to walk away and say, yeah, I'm sure." And it turns out that no, you weren't sure, and I had to.
Oh, and I had to pay $5,000.
Right, but your mom was more. I was like, at that point, I was like, "All right, I'm ready to go."
Uh huh.
But your mom insisted, got our name and stuff like that, and because we're walking back at least to the polling place. You can do early voting,
mm-hmm.
and you can vote anywhere.
Yeah.
You can just go anywhere you want and vote.
Uh-huh.
So I go in there, and there's no wait.
Yeah.
There's no wait at all. So I go, I hand her my ID. She goes, "Oh, no, you're supposed to say your name." And your mom goes, I go, "All right." So I say Glatfelter, and she looks at me. This lady's like going, "Oh, my God."
See, now I'm worried when I go vote, what if they put it under my name, your vote? Because there's... six Glatfelters in North Carolina
It's printed out and you get a
I bet you there's only six Glatfelters in all of North Carilina. I wonder.
Ah, there's got to be another Glatfelter here.
I don't know.
There's got to be. Got to be.
I want to check their list and say, hey, how many Glatfelters do you got on there? Because I think there's only six.
They shouldn't be telling you that. You have no right to know that.
Well, they're looking down the list. I can see the Glatfelters on there. Oh, so it's not like a list. Because the last time I went to early voting was last 4 years ago, and it was like a big sheet of paper.
Yeah, I was like, well, how are they going to have my name? Because you go here, I go to my normal precinct, and they just hit on a piece of paper, and they give you a sticker and blah, blah. So I'm like this, and so, all right, I'm thinking, why don't you just take my license? And she goes, oh, no, see the sign here? And they have a sign there. Please state your name. All right. So this is pretty, anyway, I get it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2012. I understand. I'm voting for Abe Lincoln. You want me to just put an X where I put my mark? So anyway,
it is relatively silly though. So you probably get someone guy like, yeah, sure.
So your mom is like a 30 seconds behind me because she's talking to someone about something.
Uh-huh.
She comes up. She's already past me. Now she's got her ballot and she's.
But see, she has the same disadvantage of your last name.
But I got the wrong person. So I go, it's G L A T. She, hold on a second. I'm like, oh my God. I'm about ready to just jump over the counter and just.
Yeah, sure.
But she's a volunteer. She's volunteering her time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So who am I to be rude?
Yeah.
You know, it's a privilege to vote.
Never stopped you before.
I know, but it's a privilege. I understand. It's a privilege to vote. I should just be patient.
Yeah.
But just, you know what she ended up doing?
What?
Can I see your license? I just want to make sure that you know that I'm not making. I go, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just know my last name is difficult.
Uh-huh.
And so she goes, can you repeat your address? She has my license. I go, da 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 da.
Uh-huh.
I go, North Carolina.
So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go, has Dale voted yet? I'm going to go vote for him.
My name is Dale Lee Vanderpool. Dale Lee Vanderpool.
My name is Dale Vanderpool.
But it was so easy.
Yeah.
It was so, I mean, in and out, and I'm like, popped it in, and of course, your mom's always hesitant. She goes, She's asking the people, okay, what are you doing with the ballots after this? I go, they're not going to throw them away.
Can you please show me video confirmation of you entering in?
She watches the number. Mine was, I was 50, 51.
Oh, at that, 5, for 000, that day?
No, I can't be for the day. Oh. There's no way 5,051 people voted today.
Oh, so, okay, I thought you said just that, 51.
That, it counts, the, you know, counts.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
Your mom was like 3,000. There's two different boxes.
Yeah. There.
Thank you very much for voting. Thank you very much for voting. No, thank you for being here. I got my little sticker. It's on the back of my phone.
You have an American flag. America.
America. Vote for America. America, Chuck. I voted. Because I'm in a swing state. My vote matters.
It's true.
Because your youngest daughter didn't vote.
Yeah, that's stupid.
She didn't register. She's very opinionated.
There's still emergency. I mean, you can still register to vote for early voting.
Can't she?
Yeah, that's what the commercials say.
Well, you can trust the commercials. But I put on Twitter, I said, okay.
Just have Kayla go vote for somebody she knows that isn't voting.
I did put on Twitter the other day. I said, okay, now that if I vote early, will they stop sending me the crap in the mail?
No.
It's like, oh my God. It's just like there's tons of, how many trees have died to give me this information?
Yeah.
There should be a thing, undecided. Because I was undecided for, I wasn't really undecided. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to care. I got to get into this and I'll make a decision. We're a swing state. I said, you know what? If the person you're picking, Kayla, loses by one vote,
and it's
that,
your
that
fault.
Person becomes president, the other person becomes president by one vote, all on you. And I'm going to call you out.
It's true.
I will call her out publicly. It's all on her. If that's who, you know, if who she, because I know who she wants. So anyway. But it's just, it's crazy. The crazy times. Crazy times going on. But it's just like,
so why don't you get to your story about redoing the house?
I'm redoing the house.
Yeah.
Each room I'm getting slowly, because your mom just, it's like a drill sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I got nothing better to do than to, I don't like hanging picture frames and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Especially ones where you have to line up one side on the other.
Oh, and one with two. Oh yeah, those are hard.
So right away I start cussing and swearing because I don't want to do it. When I saw what they were, you know, the new things are in the mirror things.
Yep.
Or in the hallway, she goes, what do you think? I go, whatever. But then when I saw what the backs were, I go, all right, for now on, I pick them because I'm picking what the back. I go, why couldn't you just get one?
Yeah.
But now they all got to line up, and I don't have the patience.
Because, I mean, that's three different separate mirrors. Right. You have to line them perfectly and spacing.
Well, now they got to have this and this. And
yeah, that's tough.
It didn't come with any screws or anything.
It didn't.
So I got to go down there, and of course, the screws I get are too thick.
Uh-huh.
They don't fit. So I'm trying to, I go, oh, I'm getting all mad. So now I'm mad because I got to go down the stairs again, get the. See, I have a lot of problems in life. So I go down the stairs and go that. So now I'm yelling and screaming at her. She goes, well, just don't do it. I go, get away from me. Get away from me. I don't want your help. Well, it turned out once I stopped and went down, got some nails instead and calmed down, and she did help me. I did put up in like 5 minutes.
Okay. So there you go.
So it was fine. So anyway, we're in Kayla's room. Mm-hmm. Back to Kayla again. She has a ceiling fan. And then I'm on her bed, and we're putting up this thing we bought. That was what we bought for – that was supposed to go where we put those mirror things.
Yep. So that went in, yep.
Yeah, so I go, yeah, I'll put that up. So that was no problem. I'm lining it up like that. I went back to get a screwdriver I had laying on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Forgot the ceiling fan was going on. And then, bam!
So I've seen your... So if you didn't have hair on the top before, you definitely don't now.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. But I didn't know what hit me. I go, did you just throw something at me? Because I'm a little out of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, luckily it didn't hit me in the face.
I know, yeah.
I mean, this pretty face, we all messed up. But anyway, so I'm like this, and she goes, "Oh no, you hit your, it was a ceiling fan. Are you all right?" And I go, "Yeah, I think so." But I'm all better now. But that was just stupid. I was just like, it was, "How stupid am I to put my head in a ceiling fan?"
You're that 18 to 49 demographic.
You forget things.
Lose it.
Boom, gone history. But I survived that.
Well, that's good. You're okay. That's good.
And I'm doing the floors and the carpet. I got half the carpet, but I don't want to jinx it. But the carpet's been each room has been a real pain.
Yeah, yeah.
To pull up because it's not the carpet so much. It's the stuff, the foam underneath it. It's like every 2 inches they put a staple in it,
mm-hmm.
and you got to get all those staples up.
Yeah.
And it takes forever to pull it, and they stick, and foam sticks.
You know when they made it, there's like,
yeah, there's like
they don't care.
We hate you. Boom, 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 boom. Because this house was made just. I'm gonna say it half-ass.
Uh huh.
I mean, the stuff I put molding in the walls don't match. They're not level. Your mom's like, you can't get it. It's not. They're not level. It's not. Uh-huh. It's not square.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just went. We're in North Carolina. We do things our way.
F it.
But I'm thankful so far. I don't want to jinx. I've done half the floor, ripped up half the carpet in the bedroom.
Uh huh.
And there's no staples in it. They just put the foam down.
Really?
I went, wow. So I'm hoping I didn't jinx it. It's like that. Putting the floor in is not that hard.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a straight shot, it won't be that bad. So hopefully tomorrow you don't hear
any
cussing and swearing coming out of the... Because if the other side's like that, I'm just going to go ballistic. Because I can see it being done that way, where they did half of it and not the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I definitely could see it.
North Carolina. Well, it's like the floor, the hallway. I got that problem I got to go back and fix.
Yeah.
It said imperfection. It has an arrow on it and a big marker, imperfection. Well, they didn't fix it. I go, well, what? Who took the time to write imperfection? And they also did is put the foam over it and the carpet and said, there we got it.
Ah, close enough.
Yeah. They'll never notice. And every time we went upstairs, I went, does it feel like it sinks in here?
Yeah.
It's sinking just a little bit. Jerks. Why do it the right way when you can do it the wrong way?
The quick way.
Right? The quick way, yes.
Well, I've had a fun week. I got an iPhone 5, so now I'm part of the new
generation
people.
Did you wait in line?
No.
No?
Well, I waited after a while, but they're still tougher to find, but luckily one
came in. They're lightweight.
It's so light. I love it. I absolutely love it. Very glad to have it.
I'm just happy I have mine.
But part of having the new phone is playing this new game called Letterpress.
Yes.
It's a really fun game.
Yeah, you've already bugged me with it.
It's a fun game. Colin and I have been playing it.
It's like that drawing game.
It's more fun, I think. It's more strategic.
More enjoyable.
You have to... It's a thinking game.
I don't have time for games.
Yes, you do. So Colin and I have been playing it, and yesterday I pretty much had like a perfect game. I don't know if you saw my Instagram, but
no, I didn't
it was
see it.
Pretty much... I'll show you a picture of it. I have it on my phone.
I hope you do.
I put it in
I'm
a frame.
I'm excited
about
it.
Put
this.
It on the refrigerator.
This is...
And,
God. Are
so
you...
basically, I...
Wow, skunked her 24-0.
But she ended up getting a point. But basically, I had as close to a perfect game as you could have. Just
but you know, no one likes playing games with you. That's what I've been trying to.
Well, what's been good about this is Colleen's very smart as well. She's very good. I mean, she's an English minor, so she beats me. I think she's beaten me more times.
You know,
than
the
I've
major
her.
Was a minor.
So she beats me just as easy as I beat her. So it goes back and forth.
Should you be hitting each
game.
Other? That's not a loving relationship.
So that's
just wrong.
That's been our family's obsession the past couple of days.
All right.
Did our pumpkin, which was a lot of fun, did that yesterday.
I haven't had to do a pumpkin in years. That's great. you know what we do? We get those little things you stick them in. That I wish they would have had that.
Whatever's easier, right? Just whatever the lazy option is.
I'm just not a pumpkin guy.
Uh-huh.
It's the pulling. I guess because you had to pull all the stuff out and you had to cut.
Who's get a scooper? Like I have a scooper.
They didn't have
I have really nice knives, so I can really cut it really nice and easy.
Don't care.
I like my pumpkin this year. It's pretty good.
Have you seen ours? You put little things in it. It's scary. Oh, scary. They even have Angry Bird one. I was thinking about getting the Angry Bird one.
It's so late. That takes away the fun of the
and
pumpkin.
I go, ee! And I throw it like if a kid comes in a pig costume. I take the angry, and throw the thing and hit him. You think
that's
it'd be
mean.
All, you think it'd be all right?
Where's no. Where,
kid comes up, oink, oink, oink. Oh, no. Boom. Hit the kid, knock his candy all over the place. Score
that's
point.
Me.
Yes. I did it in one. Woo.
Oh,
I could videotape it, put it on YouTube. It'd be a commercial for Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
Well, you see where they have like real Angry Birds games now, like where they have you set it all up and then you have a little slingshot and you shoot the birds at them and mess, you know, kill the pigs.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much work.
I have to set it up. What?
Well, I know when I first started, I got my iPhone. Your mom got me hooked on this drawing game.
Yeah, draw something, I think is what's called.
Yeah, and I go, oh, this is pretty cool. But then all of a sudden, people started just finding me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they found me, but I guess Facebook or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
All of a sudden, I had like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and people are like hitting you. Hey, you haven't? I go, oh, okay. And some of the people were like, it was like a work of art they were doing. It's like, oh, my gosh. I'm trying to draw stick figures. How do you do it with your fat finger? I go, do they have some special tool that they're using?
Well, you can get like a stylus that you can use. Well,
that must have been, I'm not kidding. I'm like going,
yeah.
And it would take like an hour and a half for them to draw the thing. I'm like, what are they doing this? You know, the chapel thing?
Yeah,
I'm like
going, chapel.
I go, so I put the phone down. I come back an hour and a half later. It's still drawing. And it's just like, but it was just amazing the artwork that they could do on this phone. And I'm like going, and I'm embarrassed. I'm like going, okay, but I'd actually have to put hints. Man. Because I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. It's one of those things where you get into, and the only game I've really stuck with is Farkle.
Mm-hmm.
I play it 3 or 4 times a day. That I'm done.
Okay.
I'm just not. I used to be into it, but I'm just not game guy. Because you know what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
I get hooked on a game, and I'm hooked on it.
Yeah.
So now it's better just it's like taking, you know, take a break. Just walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I got too much housework to do.
You got too many ceiling fans to run into.
Man, that was stupid.
So Connor and I saw Argo last week. This week we saw
Looper.
Looper, fantastic movie.
Does Looper drive the boat, Chief?
You will not be able to take the wife to it because she will hate you forever because she would not like the movie. But
so you're saying I should take the wife to see it?
If you trick her in some way, but she'll make you see like 10 chick flicks after it, probably.
Really, that bad?
It's
not a.
It's a fantastic movie. I don't think she would get it whatsoever.
So it's not a movie she'd like.
I don't think she would like it at all.
Does it have anything from Downton Abbey in it?
Nope. They're not British. It's in America.
I think she's already seen the episode we saw last night 3 times.
But it was really good. It's kind of in the future, but not. It's 2044. 2044. Which both of us should be able to live to see. Barring any.
See, 32 years from now?
Extreme accident.
32 years from now?
Maybe 82.
Wow. No.
No? You're done by then?
This will be probably another ceiling fan incident.
So it's, and 30 years ahead of that, time travel is invented, but it's illegal, but the mafia uses it to.
Oh, this is what Looper's about?
Yeah, to exterminate people in the future, and then they send to the past and then be, you know, dissolved because in the future it's impossible to get rid of a body, essentially.
So you can kill people in this movie and it doesn't change the course of
It's a very strict set of rules that they have to follow, and these loopers, so it's they show up at a time, the send them there, and the loopers kill them, and then they disintegrate the body, and then on the body there's, you know, silver. They get a certain amount of silver, they go in, they cash it in, and that's what they do.
That's how they get their money.
And then eventually, when they're done with their services, they will send their future selves back. They'll kill them. They won't know it. But then when they open up the shirt and they see it's gold bars, then they know that it's called closing the loop.
Ah.
So they kill themselves, which wipes that out.
So there's a... got it.
So once they get the gold bars, they live for like 30 years. They get to... This is a retirement. They go do whatever. And then eventually, they close the loop.
So it's a little like Logan's Run.
A little bit.
You get 30 years. That's it.
Well, you're already 30, but so you're in your 50s or
whatever. These guys get 30 years of living life high on the hog.
Well, they get a lot of money. Whatever they do with it, you know, is up to them. You know, they want to squander it or whatever.
But for 30 years, they don't have to work.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe they take care of their money properly. Who knows?
All right.
Most
people wouldn't.
So this is the loop itself is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and then Bruce Willis is his older self.
Hold on a second. Do you have to go back and get killed?
You don't have a choice. They take you.
They take you.
Plus, you don't... Because when you see the guy and you shoot him, there's nothing to distinguish him from any other person that you kill because they have the head covered.
Right. Okay.
And they wear the same clothes. Okay. So...
they don't go, runna, runna.
But the difference here is when Bruce Willis gets sent back, he gets in a fight over, so he doesn't have the mask on his head. But it's kind of... You see his
Bruce
story...
Bruce Willis is a looper?
Bruce Willis is the older version of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
and he escapes, but it kind of...
Do they have the guy, the kid from The Bad News Bear, Timmy Lupert?
No. But it's a lot of good actors, and it has Paul Dano, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jeff Daniels is in it. He just has a fantastic role.
I'm an FBI agent.
Bruce. Jeff Daniels.
I know. Wasn't he in...
Was he in the movie?
He was in the movie with Keanu Reeves.
You're right. And then you also have Bruce Willis, who is a great action star. But it's really high concept. You love that dystopian future movie. This is more into... Like, if you had a lot of problems with Hunger Games, this was really high-level, like, dystopian.
No, I had problems at the end of Hunger Games, not the beginning.
The time travel stuff, I thought was pretty good, how they handled it.
Because now you can't just make a movie with time travel and have it just be simple time travel.
Yeah.
Because everyone's ruined it for us.
But see, the thing is like, some of the times I was like, well, I'm not going to get into the explanation because it would take me 5 days to explain the rules of all of this. This is just how it has to happen. But it's really good. You got to see it. It's really smart.
Well, how am I going to see it when your mom... It's not a movie your mom's going to like. I can't go see 10 chick flicks.
I don't know.
We just haven't had time to see a movie at all.
You're going to have to find a way to see it.
All right.
It's a fantastic movie. I'm giving it 4 thumbs.
Wow.
2 good movies, really, 2 weeks in a row.
It's better than the 4 thumbs of the movie that you suggested. What was that movie? It was so bad. Oh, The Candidate?
That was a 3-thumb movie.
You said 4, though.
I know, man.
And I was
thinking 4 out of 5.
I'm going, man, this movie isn't even a 1-thumb. This movie's terrible.
You didn't walk out of it. It's not a date movie.
No. But it was close. I kept waiting for it. I go, Jay said it's 4 thumbs. Do you want another box of popcorn? I don't. Some jujubes? I don't know. Jay said 4 thumbs.
Wait, they still sell jujubes?
Yeah, I could pick them out of my teeth. It would be more exciting than the... that's why they sell them. That's why they used to sell them, because they'd get in your teeth and you wouldn't pay attention to the crappy movie. You'd be picking them out of your teeth. I'm stating a fact.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you eat them for?
I don't know.
Did you used to eat them?
No.
And they'd sit there and they'd... Oh, God.
I mean, they're really thick, but I don't really get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, they used to get stuck in my teeth.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you have so many cavities.
That could be. I never had a cavity until I was 33. First one.
And then after that, it was...
Now it's like, it's a cavity o plente.
Cavity o plente. What does it even mean? It
means I had a lot of cavities, plenty of cavities. Cavity o plente. It's French.
Okay, is it?
I'm going to Paris next year, so I have to start learning French.
Yeah.
Cavity o plente?
that's not it.
I just need to, what's bathroom?
Baño. That's Spanish, but
is it loose?
They should. It's a romantic language, so they should understand it.
I went to go to the bathroom. That's Italian.
Put a French accent on it, and then
I can't. No. You can't, and just say it louder.
No.
Bathroom. 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 No.
No.
What happens when I go to Britain? Bathroom. You want to go to the bathroom?
No, it's don't they call it the loo?
The loo?
The loo, L-O-U. Loo?
I don't know what they call it. The bath. Where do I go to relieve myself? How's that?
The restroom.
We're in a race. Amazing Race. Do you speak English? That was the last funny scene last week. Do you speak English? Person just walked right by him. I guess not.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to use my Google Translate. Please direct me to the bathroom. S'il vous plaît, me diriger vers la salle de bain.
Are you kidding me?
Well, let's see if we can have it speak it to us.
If it's going to take that long, I might as well wear Depends.
Wait, hold on.
S'il vous plaît, me diriger vers la salle de bain.
Oh, so it translates it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I need.
Show.
That's all I need.
Call Google Translate. Try it sometime.
Well, how often do I need that here?
Hold on, let's see.
Does it have a Southern translator?
Direct me to the hair transplanter. Oh, that didn't work.
You threw it off. It doesn't know what you're talking about, because there's no such thing. Could this take any longer?
Sorry. Help me find Bohannon.
No bueno?
Bueno.
Bohannon?
That's how you pronounce it, I guess.
Bohannon?
And you just show it to him, too. Like,
you know, if I would have went to vote today and said, my name's Bohannon, she probably went, okay.
I would have tried to see if there was like a Bohannon there on the thing.
Bohannon? My,
yeah.
You can't. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Why is that illegal?
Like voter fraud or something. Couldn't I get arrested?
No.
No, I guess not. It's America. Do whatever you want. We don't care.
Girl Scouts of America, check.
I love that line. I use it. I use that probably once a week.
You do?
Girl Scouts of America, check. The Girl Scouts of America? The great. If you haven't seen Night Shift, it's a great movie.
It is often overlooked, but it is a funny movie.
It's a classic movie.
It is a classic. All right. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we get into weird news?
Hey, Chargers lost.
Ugh, I didn't want to bring it up.
You know what's funny, though?
What?
This thing we had to go to today, the reason your mom and I were going to go to Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the games we picked. We're going to fly. Yeah. I like Cleveland. I know Cleveland gets a bad rap. Maybe it's just because the stadium is, the hotel we stayed in was like just walking distance to the stadium.
Yeah.
You don't have to hassle with the parking. You walk down to the stadium. The Hard Rock Cafe, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right to the right. Stadium's there. It's a nice stadium.
Yeah.
The people were nice. The fans, I mean, they're a lot nicer than the ones here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember getting crap last year going to the Charger. When we went to that Charger game.
It wasn't even a Charger game. It was a Vikings-Panther
game. And people, the guys are screaming at me, go home, Charger fans. You suck. You suck. I finally went, all right, I got to ask you. I don't get it. I go, AFC, NFC. The guy goes, yeah, I don't know. We're just screaming at you. He really couldn't even tell me. He goes, yeah, well, you know, I go. Stupid kids, but but what happened was we couldn't go to this thing, so I didn't want to rush doing. So your mom all week's like going, let's just drive there. I go, it's a 12-hour drive. I got a ref that morning. I go, I think I don't want to take a chance. And then the storm, so things happened. That storm, Sandy came in. All the flights were canceled. I said, see, we've been stuck in Cleveland.
Yep,
which is a nice town. Stuck in Cleveland. Well, we wouldn't be able to get back. But also, the Charger game was terrible, and it was rainy and cold. At one point, they looked like there were 10,000 people left in the stands. Uh-huh. Every time they showed the fans, because it was a really bad game. I mean, even if we would have won, it would have been like, all right, I'm glad we won, but it was a terrible. It was 7-6 final.
Yeah.
And the fans in the stands were looking like going, I can't believe I'm at this game. I mean, it was windy, rainy, and cold.
Yeah. Because it was a lake effect, right? It was Lake Erie.
Right. It was just massive storm coming in. And they, because we went there in, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And it was 31 degrees. It was cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can deal with it. And I've been in Pittsburgh where it snowed.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm dressed. It's the rain and wind you can't
yeah.
deal
with. Yeah, oh, yeah. The wind is where
once you get wet and it's blowing in your face. You're watching these fans like going, I hate my team. Oh, but we're winning. I got to be excited. But it all worked out. It worked out for the best. I told her, see, because she was mad at me yesterday. I don't even want to watch the game. We should be there. And I go, so Heather and I looked. I go, well, look at those fans. They look happy to be there. And, of course, the game was just, boring.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. It's one thing to be bad. I've said this 1,000 times. You can be bad, but don't be boring and bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're podcasting. That's what I hear.
Well, that's what I heard.
But I was lucky. We didn't end up, but you've never been to Cleveland, right?
No. Ohio many times. It's never Cleveland.
It's not. I don't get the bad rap. We walked around downtown. I had a good time. I went in the hole.
I think you're not going into like areas where
we rented a car. I don't know. Again,
Cleveland gets a bad rap. I don't know. I've never been.
I don't know. It's a city.
LeBron didn't like it, I guess.
A little too soon.
All right. Let's get into some weird news.
All right.
Here we go.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. I was drinking something and I was like, I gotta do this. And I was reading something someone wrote about Babe Ruth and all that stuff. I just disagree.
All right, so weird news. I'm gonna pick three news articles and you gotta pick the best one.
All right,
there's four pretty good ones. Let's see if I pick up the best ones here. All right,
the last ones lately have been pretty terrible.
No, the last one was bad, but the two before that I thought were pretty good.
Okay.
All right, so.
So.
New Hampshire woman fends off intruder with her walker.
She'd take off the tennis balls and throw them at him. Am I right?
Maybe. Back, I don't know. I haven't
back,
read it.
Back.
Brazil car washer turns up alive at own wake.
All right.
Okay. And this one, should ring close to home for you.
Okay. The Walker one's close to home. What are you talking about?
Toilet fumes sickened dozens at Berlin Airport.
Well, were you in Berlin?
No, I wasn't.
Because you can be lethal.
I know
we can be. We've talked about it before.
I know.
I got to go with the first one.
First one?
I go with the Walker one.
Okay. Waiting for your slow internet to load. All right, here we go. The 50-year-old New Hampshire woman.
She's 50 and already has a walker?
She doesn't look that old.
I'm 50 and don't have a walker. I need one.
Like, she doesn't look that old.
Nah, I wouldn't say she's 50.
Worked as a deputy sheriff and corrections officer, hit a robber with her walker when he broke into her home Sunday. Candace Neal told union leaders she needs the walker to get around because she became disabled about a year ago due to back problems.
Oh, okay.
So that makes sense. About 2 weeks ago, she said Joshua had surgery for a diabetes-related infection in her right foot. Man, she's having a tough week. A mass intruder armed with a knife burst into Neal's home Sunday afternoon, charging at her and a friend who was visiting. I mean, I just looked up and here's this guy running at us. My girlfriend tried to get in the middle of him and he punched her and threw her away. Wow.
Wow.
Then I fell back on the bed and held my walker up and then started hitting him with it, particularly trying to hit the knife. The robber got away with Neal's purse, which she thought she managed to kick under the bed and hide. The union leader reported the bag contained Neal's ID, $200 in cash, and a month's worth of oxycodone, methadone, muscle relaxants, and anti-stress medication.
That's what he was after.
Yep. The path for painkillers had been prescribed to Neal following her foot surgery. I'm quite sure that's what they were after my prescription. Oh, okay. That's a lot of money.
That's gold.
Police are searching for the suspect, who describes a white male in his 30s, about 6 feet tall with athletic build.
Could he have been a looper?
He was last seen wearing tan pants and a navy blue zip-up hoodie sweatshirt. A blue bandana was covering his face during the break-in.
Well, they're not going to
find him. Pretty crazy.
They're not going to find him.
No?
Well, how would he know that she had those pills in his purse? I mean, he came in there just for the purse, probably? Maybe follow her home from a pharmacy or something?
Maybe.
Or maybe he works at the pharmacy. There you go. He works at the pharmacy and knew she had all those pills.
Ah, look at you.
There you go.
You should be a detective.
There you go. Just go check the pharmacy and you'll find some guy with a hoodie with a scratch on his face. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
How would he know that there was something in the purse?
You're right. He has to.
Who breaks in a house looking for a purse?
Maybe it's a relative.
Ah, there you go.
Relative, because he would know.
Yeah, it has to be someone that knew she had those pills. Why does she have so many pills in her purse?
I don't know. Maybe she needs them. I don't know.
Why don't you put it in the medicine cabinet? You know, she didn't want to put it in the medicine cabinet. Who's going to look at my purse?
Yep, maybe. So he would have to be pretty close to know specifically that it was the purse.
There's something going on there.
Yep, there's more than meets the eye.
Yep, we're going to find out later.
All right, it's time for the verses. We'll see if Jack falls down by
two.
Two. Woo, here we go. All right, it's verses time. Last week's verses was three sports legends, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, and Babe Ruth, pitting it against each other. Jack had the first pick. Picked Babe Ruth and lost.
Picked a Baber. Well, at one point yesterday, because I was up till 6 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
At one point, it was 48, 46, and 40 for Gretzky.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get another vote. You end up getting, 8 straight votes?
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
But you're in a lull right now. Well, you were up by two at one point.
Again, I think it was Michael David said, hey, stop pandering to Yankee fans. I've learned my lesson. They are who I thought they were. And I, you know, someone was saying that I was calling out Colleen being, no, because I don't think Colleen's ever said two words to me about, what I'm saying to Yankee fans, I'm talking about the obnoxious ones.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends that are Yankee fans. Don't take it personal, Yankee fans. Mm-hmm. But most of you are obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
You wave the 27 rings in my face. I'm thinking that. But my point was, don't wave your 27. If you voted for Babe Ruth, cool. Yeah, I have no problem with you. But if you're waving your 27 rings in your face and you don't vote for Babe Ruth, you wouldn't have the. You would not have those 27 rings.
It's true.
Without Babe Ruth, he go just read. The problem here is you're dealing with. I'm a diehard sports fan. You're a diehard sports fan. There's a lot of diehard. I mean, we're just. It's pretty pathetic when you think about it. You know, you get upset. I wasn't even mad, but the Charger game, wasn't even mad yesterday. I said, well,
yeah, whatever. I was like, whatever.
Whatever. But, you know, you live and die by your teams. And
yep.
Every team, because the thing that always bothers me about most Yankee fans is they just think that they have the superior fans. that they're just so much smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah.
Every city has their, every sports town has their big clump of fans that are knowledgeable. Then they have their mediocre fans that know, and then they have their fans. Only reason they're fans of the team is because they win.
Yep.
Every city is like that.
Yeah.
Every city is like that. My point was, if you knew the history, what Babe Ruth did for not only the sport of baseball, but the Yankees, he gave them the financial edge that they've always had and never looked back. Now, there was a time where they had the amateur draft was put into place from, I think, 65 to before free agency started.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the record.
They're awful.
Look at the record. But and I don't want people saying, oh, you're a Yankee hater. I'm not saying a Yankee hater. I'm saying that it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Babe Ruth built them into a financial powerhouse that they've never looked back.
Yep.
And the reason they have all those rings is because he started it.
Yep.
But, you know, like I said, my point was all three are great athletes. I can't argue it. People say, oh, Babe Ruth was this and that, and he wasn't a great athlete. If it is modern day, he had size. He had strength. I think he'd be just as good today as he was then. There's just certain athletes, like Michael Jordan. You could tell me Michael Jordan 30 years from now wouldn't be as good in the NBA because he'd still be. He just has the talent. If Wayne Gretzky was playing today, he still wouldn't be special.
Sure.
He'd be special. Then it comes down, what did they do for their sport? Well, Babe Ruth made baseball the number one sport for years.
Mm-hmm.
Has basketball or hockey.
Well, Babe Ruth saved baseball because baseball was a number one sport in the late 1800s.
Right.
It started to kind of fall under
Black Sox scandal. And a lot of other stuff.
So he kind of brought it back to the forefront.
Well, he built the house that Ruth built.
Yeah.
He built, and the Yankees are, I'm not a big Yankee fan, but they're the most recognized sport. I mean, one of the most recognized franchises in sports around the world.
Yeah.
Because of Babe Ruth.
Sure.
Now, Michael Jordan, great basketball player. Fantastic basketball. I mean, amazing. But what did he do?
Thing with Gretzky, Jordan, and Ruth, I think they're all in the same, like they've had the same amount of impact for their sports.
I disagree. I think Jordan had the least.
Basketball
was already on its way up. He helped maintain it, and he probably brought more fans into it because it was Michael Jordan. The reason Michael Jordan won, I'm going to tell you right now, is because the demographic here, every day he was on TV for as long as he played and after he played. He was on commercials, this, that. Michael Jordan.
He's an advertising icon.
And I'm not saying he's a fan. I liked watching him play. Yeah. I'd watch a game because he was playing.
Yeah.
But Wayne Gretzky did probably the most in recent times for his sport.
Mm-hmm.
But again, where's the sport?
That's not Wayne Gretzky's fault. That's the mismanagement of the NHL.
But even then, even when Wayne Gretzky at his peak, where was the sport as far as in the United States? Where was the sport? Top four? Maybe. hockey fans will get, I'm a big hockey fan. I play hockey because Wayne Gretzky, because I worked in a rink.
Yeah.
We played, we'd go out there with the sticks, but we didn't have any, in our rink, we had no adult leagues. Wayne Gretzky came to San Diego, LA. It trickled down to San Diego. Huge. Hockey's huge in San Diego now because of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
I mainly didn't pick him because I didn't think he got 41 votes. I thought that was, wow, it's.
He was way ahead at first.
So my strategy at one point was to start pushing Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it stopped.
I was like, Wayne Gretzky. I was like, well, then neither of us will win. So
that was my strategy. I said, okay, I can get Wayne Gretzky going here. But then all of a sudden it stopped. And then
Michael Jordan started.
Michael Jordan's, Wayne Gretzky fizzled. So I was like, okay, I'm going to push. At one point, Wayne Gretzky was like three behind going into like yesterday.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Babe Ruth, who was like nine behind, came back.
Yep.
I'm like, well, now I guess I got to push. I got to go for the win. So I got ahead.
Yep.
And it's like, oh my God. But anyway, I'm just joking with you Yankee fans.
Yeah.
But it's just like, to me, if that was a Padre and he didn't
have that. Default.
But there's no way I'd vote for anybody else.
Yeah.
I'd vote for Wayne Gretzky. And I'd vote for, say, Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
Now, the argument people say, well, Willie Mays was better, Hank Aaron was better. And there was segregation. It was it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
You can't even believe. You think about it, go, really? There was we did things? I mean, they do things like that today.
There is. I mean,
there's things in today that just is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But My argument is, okay, I could make a case for, okay, yeah, Willie Mays, great player, Hank Aaron, great player, but I could make a case today that they wouldn't be as good as today's ball players because of the traveling.
Yeah.
The athletes today are in much better shape, mm-hmm. and they're bigger, stronger, faster. Now, Willie Mays would probably, and Hank Aaron, they're in this generation, they'd be bigger, stronger, faster. But you have, what do you have the differences? You have
30 teams compared to, what, 16?
Yeah.
What? Before the expansion in the 60s, how
but
many
then
games
that,
were there?
That actually
eight?
Helped because it saturates the talent. But yeah. The biggest difference for me is you have how many pitchers go more than five or six innings?
Not many.
A complete game is like they have a parade for you downtown.
Yeah.
Parade. That was just, I mean, pitchers back in when Willie Mays and Hank Aaron were playing.
Played
the
whole game.
Pitched the whole game. You have special pitcher in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Fresh arms.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have the stats they have now.
Yep.
So you could go back and forth. Now, we were conversation came up because I put three things, best baseball player ever. It was Babe Ruth. Most of the things I went on had Babe Ruth listed number one because he was also a great pitcher.
Yeah.
He had 92 wins as a pitcher.
Yeah.
Before he went to the Yankees, they made him a full-time outfielder.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's a choice, but I went with who did I thought the most for their
sure.
sport and their thing. And I thought Babe Ruth would win.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot about the Michael Jordan factor that Michael Jordan was in, you know, Space Jam. He was
yeah.
in, I mean, every, how many kids have had Air Jordans?
Yeah.
And I just wasn't thinking. And I should have picked, if I was thinking, I should have picked Michael Jordan. But to me, I go, well, he's, but you can make it back because me, who saved the game was Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
He's what, but, you know, it is. I don't get mad. It's just it's what it is. But but I was just, I'm just kidding when I'm Yankee
sure.
fan. Don't send your hate.
So is it 8-6 now, I think?
It's 8-6. No, I thought it was 9-7.
9-7? Okay.
9-7.
Yeah, 9-7-1. Because
someone even, because Colleen posted that thing about the Viggle thing about the Charger question.
Yeah.
And I went, and I almost put something from, I had it, and I went, I don't know if you think, I got to get a message to her first before I post it. I go, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
Because it was Jeff Spicoli when he says to Mr. Han, you.
Oh, okay.
I was going to put it on
yeah.
there. I had it. I went on YouTube, found it, and I went,
yeah.
Oh, she might not find that funny. So because you know, if you don't,
yeah.
I'm you know, joking. But I said, no, I'll send her a message for, and I forgot all about it. But someone put on there said, "Stay classy, LaDainian."
Uh huh.
And I went because I we went back and forth, and they basically said, yeah, it's just one impression I had of him, and I get it. You know,
yeah.
It's one impression he had where he was kind of a jerk too, but I saw him play every day.
Yeah.
I watched the Chargers play because even the Chargers were terrible.
Yeah.
Because of him. He was a great player. And but if people want to hate him, I don't care. I don't lose any sleep over it.
Sure.
So if people hate your team or hate this and they're Yankee hate or this, I say don't lose any sleep over it. Who
yeah.
cares?
Yeah.
But anyway, I gotta start thinking better.
Being more strategic.
I just jumped right into it. I was wondering though too, would I have been better off if I would have insisted no, you can only have two on there? I think Wayne Gretzky took votes away from me. I think he did. I think Wayne Gretzky took votes away from me.
I don't know.
I think Babe Ruth would have won if we took out
Wayne.
Well,
there's no way.
Well, Colleen voted for Wayne. I didn't get Colleen voting for Wayne Gretzky.
I didn't get it either.
I was like going, because I've never heard her mention hockey.
Yeah.
Well, I never really talked sports with Colleen anyway.
Yeah. I was like, you can vote Babe Ruth if you want to. And I don't know.
I said, well, even Michael Jordan I would have got.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's what you pick, but.
Yeah, I don't think she likes hockey that much. I don't know.
I didn't get the Wayne Gretzky thing.
Yeah.
But her dad dad likes the Islanders, right?
Yeah, the Islanders.
It
was the Oilers. And,
yeah.
But even still, I don't think she grew up a hockey fan. I think the only sports she grew up a fan of is baseball.
I figured, okay, well, I mean, I'm not mad. I just went, Gretzky.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't get it, so maybe we can get an answer. Maybe I'll get an answer on the Fringe podcast. I'll ask her.
We're recording that tomorrow, so you get a
yes.
chance. All right, so time for a new versus. Thought I'd bring it back to food.
I was just happy I didn't have to pick.
I know.
Because I was like going, I don't have anything.
I don't think we've done this one. I don't think we have. So I'm up 9-7. Got to keep the lead. So it is.
Now you're over the fact that, because you were pouting before when we first started this. But nobody. I'm not winning because nobody likes me.
Now they like me.
They like me. You can be Sally Field except the Academy
you
Award.
You really like me.
I just think, well, we also have added more people, too. So maybe the people that didn't like you, maybe we've added people that liked you.
Yeah.
In the beginning, people just hated you.
All right, so.
But I do like talking about, but I did, I was going to come up with my all-time baseball.
Well, it was a good thread because there was a lot of different sports talk.
We got started talking, I like to, the best thing about, I hate getting off top here, but best thing about baseball, well, it's been ruined because of the steroids thing. Yeah. Someone put about Sosa McGuire, and I disagree. I think Sosa McGuire, I think that ruined baseball.
Yeah.
It saved it for a time, but in the long run.
Yeah.
But picking your all-star baseball team.
Yeah.
The only one I could come up with a slam dunk for me, and some even disagreed. I said Johnny Bench's catcher. I couldn't think of it. There was other catchers people brought up. I said, nah, I'd still take Johnny Bench.
Why Johnny Bench?
He just was. He was great defensively. Was great offensively and defense. He was the stud catcher, and also he was on the big red machine.
Yeah, that's true.
And plus, as a kid, growing up, Reds are coming to town. Got to go see the Reds. Anyone doing that now? Even though they made the playoffs,
I mean, the Reds are a pretty good team now.
Yeah, but I'm they're not. How many people are going? I got to go see the Reds.
Yeah.
They're a good team. I mean, I saw it when I was in San Diego. I saw them. They got some great players, but nothing like that team.
I mean, that was a dynasty.
I mean, it was. I say today, I go teams I wanted to see: Pittsburgh, the Reds, on TV, the Oakland A's, the Kansas City Royals, the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, Orioles are better now.
A's, Reds, Giants, Pirates were almost had it, but they kind of blew it at the end.
Yeah, it was a good year for those teams, but overall, the last 20 years.
Yeah, sure.
But when I was a kid, when the A's were on TV, you'd watch the games. Because I was talking to Russ, the Canadian, and he's a Royals fan. I go, I got to tell you, I couldn't tell you one player on the Royals.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And he said, well, I right back at you with the Padres. I go, nah, don't blame you.
we got Chase Headley, Carlos Quinton, yeah. Houston Street.
Yes.
Alexi Amarista.
Yeah, we got
a little ninja.
We got Chase Headley.
Well, see, they're saying that they're going to go after some starting pitchers in the free agency.
Well, that's
market,
fine.
So.
Cool. You know, they're moving in the fences.
They are?
Yeah.
That's official.
Yeah.
I don't think so much the fences, it's the marine air. It's thick.
It does, yeah. I think so, too. But moving in the fences, that little 5 feet.
Maybe it's a mental thing.
I guess.
Either way.
You're going back to food.
Yes, going back to food.
Is there going to be three food groups?
Nope, just two. Two things.
So I don't have to choose.
Nope. My favorite cereal versus your favorite cereal.
I was going to pick that.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Wow. You said you didn't have anything.
But I was trying to think of something I'd pick. Okay. I was like, because someone suggested it a while ago. They said, why don't you pick cereal? And I was like going, oh, so many cereals out there.
There is.
You know what? Can I let you pick first?
No, you got to pick first.
Well, that's not fair.
That's the rules.
But nobody likes me. Oh, wow.
There's a lot out there. I mean, you got Honey Nut Cheerios. You got Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Crunch Berries, Captain Crunch.
Wow. This is almost
Cookie
much.
Crisp.
Well, I'd probably go with
Pops.
Pops.
Or Pops. Gotta have the Pops. Gotta have my Pops. They still make that
cereal? Sugar Pops?
Yeah.
Do they? I don't know.
Frosted Flakes.
They're great. Wheaties.
Who eats Wheaties? I've never
now,
eaten
see,
Wheaties
I,
in my life.
This is how I ate Wheaties. I'd put the Wheaties in there. Pour like 18 pounds of sugar. Seriously. Pour the milk on it and let it sit for 5 minutes.
Ugh.
Come back. It's all smushy like this.
That's gross.
It's like a sugar delight, though.
Soggy cereal with sugar.
It's soggy. It's still cold because the milk's cold. And the sugar's all in every scoop of Wheaties. Oh, and you put bananas in it, too. But you wait till put the bananas after it's all soggy.
That's gross.
It's a gift from God.
No, that's not.
It's
that's
a gift
gross.
It's a gift from God. Ugh. I'm telling you. God goes, go ahead.
Ugh.
Go ahead. You go ahead and have it. Ugh. You go ahead and have it.
No.
You know what? Vote twice.
What would be your pick?
Wow, that's a tough one. I love Apple Jacks. I don't really eat a lot of cereal anymore.
Now, I remember Apple Jacks was a big one for you.
I used to love Apple Jacks.
They even make that? I haven't seen that in a while.
Nah, I think they make the fake Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Like the Walmart Apple Jacks.
I think they still make it.
They still make Apple Jacks. Fruit Loops, I like.
But
remember
the commercial for Apple Jacks was like, but it doesn't taste like apple.
A is for apple. J is for Jack. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks. Make a good breakfast. That's a fact. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks.
That must be an older, your time commercial.
Yeah, it's one of my times, and somehow you can still remember it. Can't remember my name, but I can remember that. Like Captain Crunch Berries.
Captain Crunch berries.
See, what I used to do is I used to eat the crunch first and let the berries circle. And eat
That's
the...
too much work.
What are you talking about? Are you that? It's just you eat the crunch first, get the crunchies out of the way, then you have all the berries. In fact, I would if I got one in, I'd scoop it out of my make sure it fell out so I could make sure I got the berries last. And so, what did they come up later in life?
Oops, all berries.
Oops, all berries.
So it takes the fun out of it.
Took all the fun out of it. All that time I spent fixing out the thing, and they finally went, you know what? I think the kids just like the berries. They don't like the crunch. They just like the berries. Can I pick oops, all berries?
You pick any cereal that you want to pick.
I'm going to go oops, all berries.
Okay.
I'll probably lose.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But I like oops, all berries.
That's, I mean, honestly, that's my favorite cereal. Really? So you took my favorite, so I got to find one that I think
But shouldn't I get like some money, some royalties on it because I was as a kid?
No. I think it's everybody's idea. Why can't they just make it all berries?
You just said, but I actually went to the work.
But I'm saying you went through the work. Just eat the cereal together.
Because I never was a big Cheerios fan.
Not straight Cheerios, but I think Honey Nut Cheerios is pretty awesome.
They're not bad.
I think I might go with Honey Nut Cheerios. Because
that's an old man cereal, though.
No, it's not. That's
for your cholesterol.
No, Honey Nut Cheerios
is tasty. If people are voting for Honey Nut Cheerios, they're showing their age. Because that's for your cholesterol.
Well, I'm trying to think.
How do they push it?
You got Lucky Charms. You got Reese's Puffs.
Hey, you old farts. Let's lower your cholesterol. Come over here and have some
Honey Nut Cheerios. That's regular Cheerios. That's unflavored Cheerios.
No, it's Honey Nut Cheerios, I think.
No, because Honey Nut Cheerios has the sugar in it. It has flavor.
I don't think so. I think that people, it's okay to have Honey Nut Cheerios.
I think it's going to be my pick.
Well, yo, Cheerios plain, man. I don't get it.
I don't know who eats Cheerios plain.
Well, I think my sister used to like, one of them used to like Honeycomb.
Ugh.
I didn't like it.
Kix, that's another cereal that makes no sense.
Kix, I don't like Kix.
I remember I got him one time because I saw the commercial. Ah, it's Kix. I used to like this is the worst cereal.
As a kid,
of my
I used
life.
To like Quisp because it had little flying saucers.
Yeah,
and I saw the commercial. Of course, I had to have them, and I liked them. They were good. They were good cereal. I like Shredded Wheat.
I'm gonna go with Honey Nut Cheerios because they're very good. They're good for you. And I love the commercial with the bee. And one of my favorite holiday commercials of all time is the Scrooge commercial with Honey Nut Cheerios. And, you know, the little bee is the Cratchit, whatever his name is.
Cratchit.
Cratchit. And,
did you really say Cratchit?
Cratchit, whatever.
Yeah, Cratchit.
And then Scrooge is just like, he's like, did you say honey and nuts? And then the Chris is like,
maybe it is Cratchit.
Nobody can say no to the Honey Nut Cheerios. But I have a really embarrassing story about Colleen I'm going to tell. She's going to get mad at me later. So her family.
Well, maybe she won't listen to this part.
Yeah, maybe not. Her family was so like strict with diet, like what she could eat and stuff like that. They didn't go to McDonald's or everything. They went like once a year as like a family trip.
So they didn't watch
like
Seinfeld. Didn't go to McDonald's.
Like super, yeah.
You know, it actually, be honest with you, that was probably the correct
thing. Yeah, it was probably good parenting, but still, it was no fun.
What is this McDonald's you're talking about? They drive by it like, it's like, you know, driving by Disneyland.
But what is fun with my wife is I get to like discover things again with her that she should have discovered when she was like six.
It's called a Big Mac.
It's like when Michael Jackson died, I was just like, oh, you know, like Thriller and, you know, Smooth Criminal. Like, I've never seen these. I was like,
She never saw the music videos?
No, because she wasn't allowed to watch MTV until she was 18.
She was, because I've said that you were a kid and you and your mom used to watch MTV like it was like crack.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept waking up and having bad dreams. I go, it's the MTV.
Yeah.
And I was right, because we had to cut your MTV down.
All right,
from
so back to the
30
severe,
hours to
severe level of Colleen's good parenting, but absolute lack of fun.
So they weren't the fun family.
No, I mean, and again, they're doing it because they wanted, you know, good life for their daughters.
They wanted to shelter their kids from the real world.
So
maybe that's why she voted for Wayne Gretzky. She doesn't know who Babe Ruth and Michael Jordan are. Who is this Michael Jordan and Babe Ruth they're talking about? Oh, wait, it's a candy bar.
But hockey's vanilla enough. You can watch that.
Babe was a boozer. Womanizer.
Babe was a boozer, womanizer. I guess Michael Jordan is an upstanding guy. I guess there were some gambling rumors about him.
Well, there's,
and he cheated on his
wife,
I think.
The rumor why he stopped playing basketball for a couple years and he played baseball was there, but I don't know this for a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Michael Jordan. I'd hang out with him.
Yeah, I have nothing against Michael Jordan.
Nothing against Michael. I have nothing
I picked him.
Yeah, so, But the rumor was the reason why he stopped. This is just a rumor.
Yeah.
You know, people have theories and stuff like that. That he was caught gambling and they didn't want to hurt the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, okay, you need to take like a forced.
Yeah.
You need to take a couple years off. And so that's why he became tried to become a baseball player.
I have heard that rumor.
So whether it's true or not, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they could keep that a secret. Somewhere,
what I'm saying. Like, how did that? There's no way that was a secret. They keep it a secret.
Somewhere along the line, it was a big rumor out there.
I know.
So somewhere along the line, someone's going to spill the beans because they'll sell the story.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So they thought all Honey Nut Cheerios was just too much for her. So they would mix regular Cheerios with Honey Nut Cheerios.
So they lied to her.
No, they told her. They said, that's too much sugar in one cereal. So they'd mix them up so you'd have plain Cheerios with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Did she try to pick out the fake Cheerios?
I don't know. How can you tell? I don't know.
She gets like a magnifying glass out. Fake Cheerios. And each bite, you're like, honey, oh, fake. Honey, oh, fake. Honey. So their family would not approve of the way I eat Wheaties.
No. No. Pouring on the sugar.
No, I scooped it. It was like scoop, oh, scoop, scoop.
I don't approve of that either. That's pretty gross.
It's great. Yeah. In fact, I'm thinking about going down the store right now and get a thing of Wheaties.
So Oops All Berries versus Honey Nut Cheerios. I love Oops All Berries, but I think it might be a double stuffed Oreo scenario.
Yeah, I think you might win this one.
Because
there's a lot of, you know, these people here, they don't.
But I to be honest, all Oops All Berries, it's what I have in my cupboard right now and what I eat for breakfast.
I love Oops All Berries.
Anyway, so that's the versus. Time for the five. You ready, Jack?
And if I lose, I lose. Well, you know what? If I get down by three, it just proves nobody likes me.
Here we go.
The five questions for Jack. The five questions for Jack. What will it say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five questions for Jack.
All right, so.
Hey, have you seen this photo on Facebook that's going around?
No, what is it?
The soldiers of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers.
Uh-huh.
They're not leaving. They're staying during the storm. They stayed.
Oh, wow.
I mean, have you ever been? You've never been there.
I haven't been. You have been.
Come in a couple of times. And it's a moving thing to go see, and I think that's pretty good. They're staying out there during that stuff.
So, you consider yourself a Babe Ruth fan? This five will be Babe Ruth.
Oh, so now the pressure's on me.
Yes. So
with Heidi Ho, she said she's from an Aussie, doesn't care. I said, do you know his family was from Australia, Babe Ruth's family? I even tried that. I tried to guilt the Yankee fans. I kept putting on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But
it didn't work.
It didn't work.
All right. So this will go over some different factoids about the famous baseball player.
Yes.
And maybe you know them. You have five questions. We'll see how many you get right. First up.
God, you sound like a talk show host. I mean, a game show host right now. I'm starting to sweat.
February 6th.
My name's Jack. I got a family of three kids and a wife and my work. And I do
nobody
this.
Cares.
And,
here's the question.
Well, nobody ever cares. Just ask the questions. Nobody cares. Just play the game.
Broke the mic. All right. So on February 6th, 1895, Babe Ruth was born in this town and of this state.
Baltimore, Maryland.
That is correct. Very good.
Another fact about Babe Ruth.
Yes.
I think there's been like three movies made about him. All mm-hmm. terrible.
Even the John Goodman one?
Yeah. I actually watched that one.
Yeah?
Terrible.
All right. Babe Ruth played for three sports teams, two in the American League, one in the National League. Can you name those teams?
Yankees, Red Sox, Braves.
That is correct.
Boston Braves.
Still the Braves.
Yeah.
Did you know the Braves are the only team to win the World Series in all three of their respective cities? They won it as the Boston Braves, Milwaukee Braves, and the Atlanta Braves.
I did not know that. How about that, Cub fans?
So, Babe Ruth was a 12-time AL home run champion and a 7-time World Series champion. Can you name how many times he was an All-Star?
Probably not much because his first All-Star game was 1933, right? So I'm going to say once.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Close but incorrect is actually two. Two-time All-Star.
That was
33 and 34, final year in 35. He was with the Boston Braves. Not a very good year in his career.
So see, you're trying to trick me.
That wasn't a trick question.
But it would have been a trick question for some.
So,
how many times he lead the league in home runs?
12.
12?
I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah,
it's,
he's not the best baseball player ever.
So, now this is a two-parter question. If you get one of it exactly, I might give it to you. But Babe Ruth was a fantastic pitcher.
Right.
Two of his main stats are his win-loss record and his earned run average.
Right.
Can you get to within five, both on his win-loss? And for earned runs, can you get within 0.5?
I think he had a 2.34 ERA.
Okay.
And his he had 92 wins and...
Within five, plus or minus.
48 losses.
I'll give them to you both. It was a win-loss record of 94 and 46 and an earned run average of 2.28.
So he was not only a fantastic home run hitter, he also was a fantastic pitcher.
Which is nearly impossible.
If he was pitching like that today, how much money would he be making? A left-hander, no doubt.
Yeah, lefty.
Yeah.
Southpaw.
Yeah, he's not the best.
What was that? Was that the third question or fourth question?
Fourth question.
All right, last question. Ruth was the first player to hit 60 home runs in this season.
1927.
Damn, very good. You killed the five this week. So you hold up your end as a Babe Ruth aficionado.
Well, I always said I'm a Babe... People always, when I argue baseball, I say I come from it from a baseball fan first.
Yeah.
I used to live, I love baseball. I used to live, but now, like I said, the World Series was on. I didn't watch a pitch.
Yeah.
Not that I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people did, according to the ratings. Ratings were terrible.
Get Selig out of there.
Yep. I think he needs to go. Isn't he retiring? Oh, no.
And that's like in 2016.
No,
or
it's Stearns retiring. Yeah. David Stearns retiring in 2014.
Either way.
Another guy I don't like.
That's it for today's Ramblecast. We'll see you guys next week. If it's called 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
It's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.